Every time you ask
I'm like,
here
we go.
See, you happy now?
Here we go.
This would be a good day. It's part
this
of the sunny
is a good day.
Channel, so you gotta
all right, shake the booty a little bit. Let's move it a little bit. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. We've got a fabulous, fabulous show for you. Let me introduce you to my next guest, which is Dr. Joe Dispenza. Now, many of you know Joe from the movie What the Bleep. And you know him from, even if you don't know his name and you don't remember, what you probably remember is this individual sitting there, and I remember this scene in the movie, and this individual sitting there talking to you, to us, about how he creates his day. And he said, I create my day. I wake up in the morning and I consciously create my day the way I want it to happen. Now, sometimes because my mind is examining all things that I need to get done, it takes me a little bit to settle down and get to the point of where I'm actually intentionally creating my day. But here's the thing. When I create my day and out of nowhere little things happen that are so unexplainable, I know that they are the process of the result of my creation. And the more I do that, the more I build a neural net in my brain that I accept that that's possible. This gives me the power and the incentive to do it the next day. So if we're consciously designing our destiny, and if we're consciously, from a spiritual standpoint, throwing in with the idea that our thoughts can affect our reality or affect our life, because reality equates life, then I have this little pact that I have when I create my day. I say I'm taking this time to create my day, and I'm affecting the quantum field. Now, if it is, in fact, the observers watching me and the whole time that I'm doing this, and there is a spiritual aspect to myself, then show me a sign today. This is so important. This was so important to me. Show me a sign today that you paid attention to any one of these things that I created and bring them in a way that I won't expect. So I'm as surprised at my ability to be able to experience these things and make it so. I have no doubt that it's come from you. And so I live my life in a sense all day long thinking about being a genius or thinking about being the glory and the power of God or thinking about being unconditional love. Dr. Joe Dispenza, we all know him from the movie What the Bleep, and he is joining us today. Fabulous book out. We're going to be talking about that. The topic for today's show is Evolve Your Brain, The Science of Changing Your Mind. Dr. Joe, thank you so much for joining the show today.
A pleasure to be with you, Pat.
I did an introduction, and I was reading a little bit from that fabulous interview that so many of us remember, and remember in a way where we actually have started. You may have created from this movie. You may have created one of the most results-oriented quote tools ever presented in media. By what you explained.
That's a pretty big statement, huh?
It's a pretty big statement, but so many people resonated with this idea of I create my day. And here you are. You've got a fabulous book, and we're talking with you about the science of changing your mind. This was 10 years ago. If we'd have had a conversation about this in what we call, new mainstream media, they'd have probably run us out of town, so to speak. Haven't we come a long way?
I think so. I think the movie was a great first attempt in large-scale media to be able to provide people a step-by-step understanding by merging several different fields of science. That's not a very common task that's presented amongst most scientists. Everybody sticks to their own field, but the collaboration of quantum physics and neuroscience and neurophysiology and cellular biology and the anatomy of thought and how it was all put together, and running a storyline of a person who is somewhat struggling with her past and handicapped. It really gave everybody a permission to, number one, understand that they have the ability to change, and number two, that nobody's excluded from the equation, that everybody has the opportunity, if they have a brain and their heart's beating, to participate in this thing called reality.
Well, you know, let's do this. We've got a couple of things that we need to catch up on. This is such a large conversation. Large in that this is such a fabulous year, a year of manifestation, that each and every one of us is on the edge of our seats for not simply the next best idea, but the next best thing we can do with our lives. So let us take a short break. We'll come right back with you, Dr. Joe Dispenza in the house. Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back.
Why do people travel across the globe to see Dr. Nusheen Darvish at the Holistic Medical Center in Bellevue? Is it her specialization in women's health, allergies, and chronic illness? Is it because she founded a uniquely comprehensive, integrative clinic for cutting-edge, non-invasive, and FDA-approved therapies that improve the health of all patients? Yes, it is. Find out for yourself. 425-451-0404. That's 425-451-0404.
Can living intentionally really help you achieve your dreams? Tune in to the Dr. Pat Show to learn more about intentional living. Kristen Marie Scherlein, founder of Affirmagy, will share tips for intentional living and provide powerful information on how to accomplish goals and achieve your dreams. For more information on Kristen Marie Scherlein and her company, Affirmagy, visit Affirmagy.com. Because it's time to start living an intentional life.
McDonald's Northwest Women's Show is where mothers, daughters, sisters, and friends come together each year to play all day at a show that's all about you, your body, your spirit, your life. Daily seminars at the Discover You stage, hundreds of exhibits, and best of all, shopping. A hot fashion show starring local firefighters. Take a class at the Beef It's What's for Dinner Dish and Kitchen, hosted by Kathy Casey. Hear Marianne Williamson, Oprah's expert on spiritual guidance, love, and miracles, and celebrity fitness guru and author Bob Green, Our Lady of Weight Loss, Janice Taylor, and favorite Northwest authors, including Anne Rule. McDonald's Northwest Women's Show is March 23rd through 25th at Questfield Events Center, open 10 till 6. Sponsored by Bartell Drugs, QFC, American Family Insurance, The Seattle Times, Como TV, and Alaska Airlines. You'll find our lowest fares at AlaskaAirlines.com. The Women's Show, it's such a girl thing. For show information, go to NWWomensShow.com.
Click the shows page on 1150kknw.com for the scoop on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. We had to take a little short break there because, you know, what happens every once in a while, we create this vibration and off we go with some electromagnetic stuff. Dr. Darvish actually gave me some stuff to take before I get on the air. She said,
"Oh, did you take extra then today?"
I didn't take it today.
Well,
dude,
that's the reason.
I didn't take it today, so I don't know. Dr. Joe Dispenza is here in the house, and we're talking about changing our lives, changing our minds, and changing many things. You know, Dr. Joe, I should ask you this question: did you ever imagine your life taking off in the direction it is right now? Now, I know you created your day. But did you ever think your day would look like it does today?
Well, I'm pleased with an opportunity to be able to help people change, and if I can contribute in some way, then it's all worth it.
Do you think there is anything in our lives that we cannot change?
Well, that's a great question. I think the first thing we have to start with is addressing our own selves, and when we begin to make personal changes within ourselves, overcoming certain limitations and changing certain attitudes and monitoring our thoughts, we should first start to see measurable changes in our body. There should be some change when we change the way we process certain levels of mind. From there, then we can begin to explore how it's going to affect our lives. So I think that it's a methodical process that requires a certain amount of information, and then of course the difficulty is always creating the time to sit down and make it happen, and I think that's where we move from the philosopher to the doer.
Well, you actually took it to the next level in terms of doing, because you've got a book out. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about the book and how they can find out more about it?
Well, the book's called Evolve Your Brain: The Science of Changing Your Mind, and it's about a year and a half, 2 years worth of research that I've compiled that really shows that there's a very, very strong connection between the mind and the body, and that neuroscience is showing that the brain is very plastic, that we have certain areas that in our brain that are hardwired, but we also have a big canvas to be able to create new circuits and new connections from things we learn and things we experience. And what is it that makes it so difficult for us to change? Why is it so hard to change? And what is this? What happens to the brain and to the body during stress? And why do we keep repeating the same thoughts and the same actions and expecting a different result? And how we can use pretty much the more evolved part of the brain called the frontal lobe to begin to rewire it to create new patterns and new combinations to create new levels of mind. And then from there, going from thinking to doing to being to actually making more permanent changes so that we have a happier, healthier life.
Well, we've got lots to talk about. Let's take a short break. When we come back, more with the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Dr. Joe Dispenza in the house. Fabulous book, Evolve Your Brain, The Science of Changing Your Mind. Now, what I love about this is this book is for every one of us, meaning that there's something here that if we need something to get ourselves kick-started, it's right there. We'll take a short break. When we come back, more with Dr. Joe. Change your life now. We'll be right back. Tired of worrying about money? Are you ready to let go of your money baggage? Karen Ramsey, with over 22 years of financial expertise, is offering a money makeover challenge to one of the Dr. Pat Show's loyal listeners. To enter the challenge, send an email to caring@caringmoney.com. And in 50 words or less, tell us why you should be selected for this amazing money makeover. Karen will help you realistically look at your bottom line, set up a spending plan and savings plan. Win a money makeover with Karen Ramsey. To enter, send an email to caring@caringmoney.com by March 20th, and one of Dr. Pat's loyal listeners will be announced on our March 22nd show. You have nothing to lose but your financial worry. Listen to The Dr. Pat Show weekdays at 11 or go to the website www.thedrpatshow.com for more details.
Looking for the perfect way to connect with your children all year long? Give your entire family the gift of heartfelt conversations through the magic of Carla Miller's Seeds of Discovery books. Each unbound book is a unique interactive experience with simple life lessons for all children and adults. Lighthearted, colorful illustrations attract the attention of children and stimulate interactions with adults. Visit seedsofdiscovery.com or call 1-888-426-1632 for more information.
Is the ancient spiritual teachings of the people of Hawaii. Most people who study Huna want to know more about themselves and the world around them. If you are interested in a more spiritual view of the world and want to discover a whole new universe around you, then Huna is for you. Call 800-800-MIND or go to huna.com to learn about the March 10th through 18th Huna event in Kona, Hawaii. Mention the Dr. Pat Show when you call. The Empowerment Partnership. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
Last year, Meals on Wheels, we delivered over 400,000 meals to the homes of the housebound and elderly all throughout King County. But you know what? Meals on Wheels, hey, we're running out of gas. Due to rising fuel prices, lower government assistance, we're unable to deliver over 100,000 meals this year. Get us back on the road. Help us. Watch for the March-April Meals on Wheels Fund Drive and learn more at 206-268-6785. Thanks.
What would your life be like if you were outrageously joyful? If you have never even considered outrageous joy, then don't miss the Dr. Pat Show with life empowerment coach Tara Crete, author of the ebook Living a Life with Zero Regrets, Five Radical Ways to Be Outrageously Joyful. Tara will show you how to change your life in her dynamic four-week teleclass series starting in March. Log on to innergood.com. That's innergood.com for your outrageous joy.
This station is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
You can ring my bell. Ring my bell. My bell. You can ring my bell. Ring my bell. My bell.
Well, Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. As I said before, my guest today, Dr. Joe Dispenza, and most of us remember him, and probably, I can't remember a whole lot about the movie in detail, but that's just who I am. However, I have never forgotten the scene with Joe in it. And I remember him just clearly sitting there talking very calmly about how he creates his day. I don't know how many of you remember that scene, but I know for me, it's not only just lasted as part of something that has been imprinted in my mind, but it actually became a routine, because I figured if Joe can do this, so could I. And the question is, Joe, you know, we were talking about why it's so difficult for people to change. Now, your book, Evolve Your Brain, The Science of Changing Your Mind, that's available pretty much just about everywhere, right?
That's correct, yeah.
And it's being very, very well received. Well, first of all, the way that the book is written, it's really written for just about any one of us. And so, you know, this idea of changing with so much that's out there now, including the movie The Secret, people are still saying, you know, I can't seem to get this right. What's going on? What does your book say to help us?
Well, we should just begin to look at every single person. Their life is their scientific experiment. Their thoughts, their actions, the way they behave, their secret fantasies, everything is etched in this three-dimensional network of neurological tissue. And if we can begin to manage our thoughts and to begin to intentionally hold an ideal in our mind independent of the circumstances in our life, independent of what's going on with our body, independent of what's going on in our environment, and independent of time, if we can make thought more real than anything else, and by the way, that's the privilege of being a human being, because of the size of the frontal lobe, the most evolved part of the brain, we have the ability to make thought more real than anything else. And when we do, we're beginning to interact with this field. We're beginning to interact with the quantum field of potentials. The problem is that most people, they start off with good intentions, but because we live in such a convenient society, people begin to look for results right away. And it takes a little practice, just like learning how to play tennis or play golf. You have to begin to separate yourself from your environment and all the activities and all the events, and start taking time for yourself and beginning to manage those thoughts, so that not only when you sit down to create an intentional result, that you're also able to become aware of what you're thinking during your normal day. And is your environment controlling your thinking, or is your thinking controlling the environment? Are your thoughts controlling your emotions, or are your emotions creating your thinking? Those are the pretty much foundations of how we get lost. We get lost because somehow we're so conditioned to respond to the external environment because we believe that it's more real. You know, what's taking place outside of us is more real than what's taking place inside of us. And now what we're beginning to understand from a neuroscientific standpoint is every time we have a thought, we make a chemical. If we have great thoughts or happy thoughts, we make chemicals to make us feel happy or great. If we have negative thoughts or self-limiting thoughts or self-depreciating thoughts, we make thoughts that we make chemicals that make us feel unhappy or self-limiting or unworthy or any of those particular states of beings. And so what happens is the brain creates a thought. It produces a chemical. It allows the body to begin to feel the way we were just thinking. Now, the problem is once we begin to feel the way we're thinking, we begin to think the way we're feeling, which creates more chemicals that allow us to feel the way we think and think the way we feel until we create these states of being. Person can say, can have an insecure thought. In a matter of seconds, we begin to feel insecure. Once we're feeling insecure, because we're feeling that way, we're going to think equal to how we're feeling. And this cycle of thinking and feeling, feeling and thinking creates states of being. Now, people who live their whole life for 20 years in certain states of mind, unhappiness, hatred, self-doubt, unworthiness, those particular chemicals become the signals that turn on the cells to cause the body to move into a state of imbalance. So what happens is when a person decides to think differently, they disrupt that chemical continuity between thinking and feeling. The moment they do that, the body begins to react because it's used to the same chemical flux. Now it's uncomfortable. Now it's imbalanced, which really, what I'm really saying is, it was already imbalanced, and now you're disrupting the continuity, which creates more imbalance. Now most people, the moment they feel differently, they rush back to producing the same chemicals so they can remember who they are, independent of it, of its self-serving or not self-serving. So when we can't think greater than how we feel, or another way to say this, when feelings become the means of thinking, now pretty much we're solidified into a state of being. To lift the mind out of the body and place it back in the brain takes some effort. It takes this concept called will. It takes this concept to say, I'm making up my mind that I no longer want to be this way.
Mm.
And that takes effort. That takes effort. That takes being at cause of controlling your own thoughts instead of sitting down on the couch, letting the television or some entertainment stimulate your thinking. You're saying, I'm going to create my own thinking independent of any stimulation. Now, we change our attention so much every single second that we pretty much condition our brain through media and through internet and through everything else that it has a very short time frame to be able to hold an intentional thought. That's why most people start out with good intentions and they become discouraged, because it's not a comfortable process to begin to challenge yourself and to challenge the way that you process your own self-limiting or afflictive states of mind. Once we are able to overcome that, though, or once we're able to manage that, the side effect of that is self-love and joy and freedom and inspiration. But it takes a little bit of work in the beginning. That's what the book's about.
And I love what you just said, because, you know, you're not shying away from the fact that it does take work, it does take effort, and it does take this awareness of what's going on in our lives. And, you know, at the beginning of the show, you weren't on, Joe, but we were talking about the Oscars, and one of the things that we were struck by a couple of the different people, Jennifer Hudson in particular, who the media has been, you know, just hounding her to step up and belittle Simon Cowell of American Idol for dismissing her and saying some of the negative things he did. But she has refused to do that. And, you know, in her consciousness, she's always carried this idea that I can achieve what I want to achieve. So part of what you're saying, if our lives are joyful and everything is going great, it sounds like an easy task. If we have some challenges in our lives, it becomes a little bit more difficult. What do you say to the folks listening to this show that are faced with challenges so that they can apply the principles you talk about in the book?
We're all faced with great challenges, brilliantly disguised as impossible situations. That we have to begin to use a greater mind to resolve the problems or circumstances that take place in our life. And they are there because it's our opportunity to be greater. Now, if we believe that the circumstances in our life are real, of course they're real, because you can sensually experience them. All of your senses are giving feedback to your brain that circumstances in your life aren't self-serving, and yet it takes a greater mind to be able to overcome them. And when we make a decision, when we make up our mind, when we have thought aligned with action, when we have intention equal to behavior, that's the moment we start to call on a greater mind, a greater power. And most of the people in history that we admire, Martin Luther King, William Wallace, Mahatma Gandhi, Queen Elizabeth, any of those great individuals, they all had the same idea. They had a vision. They had a thought that they were uncompromising to. And they said, I'm going to hold on to this thought. I'm going to believe in this thought more than any circumstance in my life, and I'm not going to behave differently. I'm going to act as if this thought is real. And sooner or later, reality is going to start to bend, or it's going to start to shape equal to my intention. Now, most people, that means then that they have to be willing to see past the present circumstances and hold on to a vision of the future.
Yeah.
If they're able to do that and they're uncompromising, they activate a part of the brain called the frontal lobe that allows us to begin to intentionally create a different result.
Well, thank you, Dr. Joe. Thank you, Dr. Joe. This is like such an awesome, awesome, awesome show. The book, Evolve Your Brain, The Science of Changing Your Mind. You know, we'll have to have you back, Joe, because you and I could go on for hours. We'll see you all tomorrow. Deb Trachy in the house. She is going to be interviewing Dr. Pat and Bobby. We'll see you then. Dr. Joe, you rock.
Views expressed on the preceding program are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 KKNW.